Welcome, everyone. It's good to have you here today on Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. We are continuing the topic of school, and today's lesson is called The New State Test. The New State Test. Katie, where do you like to study when you were in school?
Well, I like to study at the library. The library is a great place for students to study because it's always very quiet. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie. Thanks for joining us for our English lesson today.
Okay, friends, turn to the right page of your magazine and pay attention. Let's read along with Katie.
Luke Lerner is a student. He gets good grades on tests. You should pay attention to his advice. Some students cram right before a test, but Luke starts studying a week before the test. It helps him put all that knowledge in his head. Sometimes Luke makes his own quiz. It helps him review information.
Yesterday, we talked about taking tests. And what do you do before you take a test? Hopefully, you study before taking a test.
That's right. When you don't study, you will not do well on a test. That's why it's so important to study for a test.
Katie, were you good at always studying before a test?
Yes, I had to study really hard because my dad really cared about my grades. I had to do well on every test.
Well, that's great. You're a good person to ask questions today. We can all talk about studying together. All right, let's study our key words with Christina. Here she is.
Today's 受访的是 Luke, 他是考试的常胜军。所以你要注意听他的经验咯。注意或是专心就是 attention。你在一群人中如果听到有人大声地说 attention， 那就表示有人要宣布重要的事情，请你注意听了。很多人都是到了考前才用塞的，狂记硬背，这种就是 cram。 cram 这个字就是狂塞，塞满的意思。但是 Luke 一定从考前一周就开始读书，他说这样才能把读到的知识真正的存在脑子里。知识就是 knowledge。You need to put that knowledge in your head. 还有一个方法是 Luke 常用的，那就是他会自己做考题来考自己。He makes his own quiz. 名词小考、测验就是 quiz. 先自己考自己一下可以帮助自己复习哦。复习就是 review. It can help you review.
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now, your host, Rob!
Pay attention, class. Today, we're talking about some good ways to study. Welcome, Luke Lerner.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Okay, Luke, I have a question for you. Are you good at taking tests?
Yes, I'm pretty good at taking tests. I get good grades.
Then maybe we can learn from you. How do you study? What do you do?
When you think of taking tests, you also think about studying. There are good ways and bad ways to study.
That's right. And in today's lesson, we will talk about both ways of studying. We all know that tests are important.But when you study better, then you do better on those important tests.
When I was a student, I actually learned how to study better. It took me a while to learn better ways to study. But whatever you do, the point is to learn, right? Katie? Katie? Pay attention!
Oh, sure. Yeah, I agree. I see your point. I like what you said.
You don't know what I said at all.
Sorry, Peter. I wasn't paying attention to what you were saying. What did you say?
That's okay. We need to talk about paying attention anyways. Let's pay Christina a visit and learn what she has for us.
今天访问 Luke， 要跟大家谈谈准备考试的方法。所以节目一开始 ，Rob 就说 ：“Pay attention, class。”一般来说，我们都把 class 当班级的意思，但是当你要对全班的人讲话时，也可以称他们为 class。所以请大家注意的时候，可以用 pay attention。这个动词 pay 很有趣吧？它通常是做付钱这个动作，比如 pay the bill 付账单，或是 pay for the drink 付饮料的钱。不过今天讲的是 pay attention。Pay 在这里是给予的意思，你可以说 Please pay attention to the teacher， 请注意老师一下，或者 Pay a visit to someone， 就是去探望某人的意思。
Thanks, Christina. So we use that word when you talk about giving attention to something. In class, you listen to the teacher, and that is paying attention.
Or when you are watching a movie that you really like, you are not listening to other people in the room. You are paying attention to the movie.
When you find it hard to pay attention, you can tell the other people in that room, I'm trying to pay attention.
That means, please be quiet. I want to pay attention. When you are in class and you should study, you want to pay attention. That way,You can study less.
You study less? Why?
Well, when you pay attention, you learn things the first time. Then you don't need to study as long as when you didn't pay attention.
That's a good point, Peter. Okay, everyone, make sure that you keep paying attention. And let's pay attention to our next conversation right now.
I start studying a week before a test, but I'm always reviewing the things I've learned.
Regular review is the best way to study, but don't many students just study the night before a test?
Yes, some students cram, but it doesn't work very well.
It's hard to put all of that knowledge in your head right before a test.
Right.
So Luke really knows how to study. We should pay attention to the tips that he gives us. When does he start studying for a test?
He says that he starts studying a week before the test. But when I had a big test, I had to start 2 weeks before a test. When Luke studies, what is he doing?
Well, he's always reviewing the things that he's learned.Let's go to Christina to learn some more.
我们今天用到 review 这个单字，其实 review 可以当动词，也可以当名词用。比如我在复习学过的东西 ，I am reviewing the things I've learned。这个 review 就是动词。你还可以说 ，Are you reviewing for the test? It's important to review。如果 review 当名词的话，也是可以当复习的意思。比如 ，the review just took you 15 minutes. 复习只花你15分钟。Let's have a review of the lessons. 我们把课程复习一下吧。Review 这个字的用法很多，以后碰到的时候我们还会再介绍。
All right, friends. Did you learn from Christina? Great. Let's review.
When we review, we talk about things that we have already learned. It's easy to forget things, so that's why we need to review.
Sometimes we review alone, but it's always good to review with other people. Everyone can help each other to learn more.
Right, and when you don't have someone to review with, you can always join us here to review your English.
And we are here every day because it's hard to put all of that we need to learn into one day. Let's go to Rebecca and learn some more about this.
Hello, friends! If you want to tell someone that it is hard to do something, you can use this grammar point. It's hard to put all of noun in noun. For example, it's hard to put all of those ideas in your paper.
Or it's hard to put all of those clothes in your bag. So go ahead and use it. Thanks, Rebecca. In conversation B, they say that it's hard to put all of that knowledge in your head right before a test. What is knowledge?
Knowledge is all the things that we learn. It's everything you know. And when you cram, you try to learn it all at once in a short amount of time.
When you try to learn something really quickly without reviewing, it's hard to remember.
That's right. I remember cramming for tests. What happened when I didn't have enough time to study? Maybe I got it right on the test. Maybe I got it wrong. But after the test, I forgot everything.
Well, that is a lot to think about. And friends, we've learned a lot so far in today's English lesson. So right now, it's time for us to take another short break. Come back again right after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Thanks for joining us today. We are studying and reviewing. When do you study? What helps you review for a test?
Sometimes it helps you to take short breaks when you study, just like the break that we just had. That gives your mind a little rest. But I think now that we're ready to learn some more in Conversation C, so let's go there and see what else Luke Lerner has to tell us.
Do you take breaks when you study?
Sure. I take a short break every half hour. Breaks help me stay focused.
Do you have any other ideas to share?
Sometimes I like to make a quiz about the things I'm learning. Then I can remember the information better.
That sounds like a great idea, Luke. Good luck on your next test.
Thanks, Rob.
Studying can make you feel tired. It's a lot of work. That's why we need to take breaks.
But it's not time to take a break right now. We just had one. When we talk about breaks, we say that you take it. You don't do a break. You take a break.
That's right. How often should you take a break? Well, in Conversation C, it says to take a short break every half hour.
Every half hour. That's every 30 minutes. And why does Luke take short breaks?
Well, he says that it helps him to stay focused. When we are focused on something, we are not paying attention to anything else.
That's right. We've already learned what it means to pay attention. But it can be really tiring to focus for a long time.
Then take a short break.
That's a great idea. And that's a great calendar phrase.
Take a short break.
Take a short break. 稍微休息一下。
Oh, I'm working so hard.
Take a short break.
I'm so tired.
Take a short break.
I can't work anymore.
Take a short break.
Okay, I'll take a short break.
Feel better?
Yeah.
Good. Get back to work.
Take a short break.
Take a short break. 稍微休息一下。
Take a short break when you are studying. You will review better and remember all the information you are learning.
That's right. There is a lot of knowledge to learn, and you can't learn it all at once. What's another thing that Luke does to study?
He makes quizzes about the things he is learning. Then he can find out what he knows and what he doesn't know.
We know what tests are. But a quiz is a small test. It is about a few things. Maybe you have quizzes at school, and you study for them, too.
Luke has shared great ideas with us today on how to study better.
And watching Let's Talk in English every day can be a good way for you to learn more. We review what you are learning, and we always take a short break, too.
We also ask you questions. Try to answer them or think of the answer. This is like a quiz to help you think about the conversations.
And now it's time for us to review. That's a good thing for us to do. So let's review the key words. Say them with us.
Here's our first key word today. Attention. Attention. Give your attention to the teacher.
Cram. Cram. Joe crammed for his math test.
Knowledge. Knowledge. The smart girl was full of knowledge.
Quiz. Quiz. We take a math quiz every week.
Review. Review. Review the music before you sing.
Thanks for reviewing your keywords with us. And now we'll continue the review and look back at today's conversations.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Pay attention, class. Today, we're talking about some good ways to study. Welcome, Luke Lerner.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Okay, Luke, I have a question for you. Are you good at taking tests?
Yes, I'm pretty good at taking tests. I get good grades.
Then maybe we can learn from you. How do you study? What do you do?
I start studying a week before the test. But I'm always reviewing the things I've learned.
Regular review is the best way to study. But don't many students just study the night before a test?
Yes, some students cram, but it doesn't work very well.
It's hard to put all of that knowledge in your head right before a test.
Right.
Do you take breaks when you study?
Sure. I take a short break every half hour. Breaks help me stay focused.
Do you have any other ideas to share?
Sometimes I like to make a quiz about the things I'm learning. Then I can remember the information better.
That sounds like a great idea, Luke. Good luck on your next test.
Thanks, Rob.
Get a good grade on the test.
Ginger, you need to pay attention to my advice and start studying early.
Early?
Yes, it takes time to put knowledge into your head.
How much time?
Well, I would suggest start studying a week before the test.
But the test is tomorrow.
Well, then you'll have to cram.
Oh, Monkey Man. Can you help me review?
Sure. I'll give you a quiz.
Okay. Ask me a question.
Okay. If you have 5 bananas and you eat 2, how many bananas do you have?
5 bananas and I eat 2. I know. I have 5 bananas.
No. You had 5, but you ate 2.
Yeah, so I have 3 bananas on the outside and 2 on the inside.
Very funny.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about tests. And here to answer our questions is Ace Potter. Hello, Ace.
Hello, Rob.
I'm just reading a book about the history of eggs. It's really interesting.
I see. Well, Ace, I can tell you really love to study.
Oh, I do. I love to learn.
Great. Then you can help us answer today's question. Our question today comes from Sharon Mai of Chicago, Illinois. Sharon writes, I am a college student. I have several big tests in the next few weeks, and I want to do well. Can you give me some ideas on how to study better? Ace.
Of course, Sharon. I love to study. It's one of my hobbies. So I know many ways to help people study better.
That's great. So?
First, stay healthy.
Stay healthy? Do you mean we should exercise?
Yes, exercise and good eating will help your body to work well. It also helps you to relax and have more energy. When you feel good, you study better and you do better on tests.
That makes sense.
Well, join a study group.
Do you mean study with other people?
That's right. When you study with other people, you can help each other review. You can also test each other. Then you can see what information you remember and what you need to study more.
Ah, I see. That's a good idea.
But be careful. Only study with people who are serious about the test.
That's good advice. Some people only want to play. They don't want to study.
Right. And those people will not help you do well on your test.
Thanks, Ace. Well, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for joining us today. It's good to have you here. Today, we talked about studying, which is very important.
We talk about many different things here on the show, and we also review what you are learning in your Let's Talk in English magazine.
You can read along and take notes when you watch us teach, and come back on Saturdays to review the features from the show. And we'll also have some questions too.
But make sure that you're practicing at home. Don't just cram. Make sure that you keep reviewing and that you pay attention to our show.
All right. So remember, keep reviewing. And tomorrow we will have our e-report. Those are always fun. So join us tomorrow here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.
Goodbye.